And we are live on the Johnny B Show Facebook page. Hello, John.
Hey, William. How are you?
I just woke up, man. I'm feeling good. I got my coffee. I have a shirt on. I put a shirt on just for this.
That is very nice. Me too. No undershirt.
Nah, man.
Yeah, me neither. Look at
Pretty
that.
Nude.
God, I'm hot. Hell yeah. I've been up since like, 9:30, but... I wasn't sure if they were going to, you know, have me do the Bone Fantasy Live. I never got asked. So I'm out, you know what I mean? I'm the backup quarterback, you know? So, it's fine. So I'll be back on next week. 100%. So.
I think you had a strong showing, and I think that other teams and other stations are taking note, and perhaps you'll wind up somewhere, you know, sooner than you think.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. You never know. Hold on. Let me turn my speaker down. This is annoying. Hold on.
All right.
There he goes.
You Bob, fat,
Bob, idiot. Bob Tuscan says, get a job. Hey, Bobby boy, guess what? Frig you. Haha.
Yeah, I got a couple different jobs apiece, man. We're good. I just posted this on Facebook. I feel a little weird about it, right? But if I don't ask for something, I'm not going to have any time for myself. But people are hitting me up wanting me to do messages for their family with the Angry Santa that I've been doing.
Yeah.
So I figured, hey, what's up, Billy? That's my childhood best friend. So I figured, you know, I'll do these for people, but I'll work for tips. So I put my Venmo and my PayPal up. So if you want me to do a personalized Angry Santa for your parents or your dumb kids or your friend or a coworker, I enjoy doing them. I just, if I'm going to do them, if I'm going to have to do them all day long, you know, come on, man. You know,
I think if you have to do them all day long, then that would be great for you. You need Christmas money.
Right. Well, that's why I put the Venmo and the PayPal up. Cause I was saying, if I'm going to do them all day long for free, what am I doing?
You know? Oh, right.
Yeah. Come on, man. And you know, you just tip whatever you want to tip. Doesn't matter what it is. So yeah, that'd be fine. That way, like you said, Christmas money, man. Like,
is there a suggested, you know, donation perhaps of what you would like to receive?
No, it's really whatever you can afford. Like whatever's good. You know what I mean? Like it's a few bucks, whatever. If you're rich and you want to throw me a bunch of money, that's fine too. I don't care, you know? So either way, but yeah, I'm getting some traction on those. So I should have started those a month ago. I didn't know they were going to be liked as much as they are. So I'm having fun with TikTok, Will. Too much fun.
For your age, yeah, definitely way too much fun. It is weird, but I thought they were getting rid of TikTok, but I guess not. I don't know what happened; it just kind of disappeared.
Nah, man, I got rid of Trump instead. You know what I mean? So yeah,
the voters had spoken, and
I voted for Biden just for TikTok, baby. Let's go. No, I don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, China owns us, dude. All right. If you're smart out there, folks, start learning some Cantonese, some Mandarin, you know, like really.
I can barely speak English. I can't learn Chinese. It's too late. Kane and Fire Pod, our old buddy Rhett says, what's up, fellas? Who you got for the game today? Rhett, come on, man.
Come on.
Buccaneers all day, man. It's going to be a hurting. Atlanta's hurting for a squirting, and we're about to give it to Atlanta today.
Oh, boy. I like the Bucs by 9 today. Yeah, Vegas says 7, but I say 9. Because it's been 6 all week, and all of a sudden Vegas goes, nah, let's make it 7, which makes me think the odds makers are like, oh, shit, Atlanta's about to get that ass handed to them.
You're usually the guy who goes, I think the Bucs are going to win 45-20 in the past few weeks. Yeah. I like how you tempered your expectations a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's disappointing. I mean, when you look at, you know, what they've done, you know, in the first half of the year, they were smashing people. And, you know, with all those weapons and stuff, you would expect them to score a bunch. And I think they will. I think these last three games, they're going to try to really get their wheels rolling for the playoffs. And they're going to really start, instead of like experimenting and bullshit like that, they're going to go, all right, let's figure out our identity today, like today. And let's roll with that for the next 2 weeks. Let's just beat the crap out of Detroit next week. Let's come back. And Atlanta's going to sit everybody that last game. Hell, we might end up, you know, locked into our position on that last game too, depending on what the Rams and the Seahawks and Arizona does. So you never know, but either way, we're going to today is going to be establishing exactly who we are. They kind of know who they are, but not all the way there yet offensively, like kind of all over the place a little bit, but they have all those weapons. So yeah, I think today they're just going to like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Boom. We're going to beat the crap out of Atlanta. And then, you know, just steamroll forward and see what happens in January, baby.
Yeah. What's interesting to me about this game is Ronald Jones, I believe, is out and Leonard Fournette is getting a start. He was a healthy scratch last week. I have him in my FanDuel today. I put Fournette in. I think it's, I think McCoy's going to get some carries too as a third down back. But I'm interested to see with no Ronald Jones what exactly Leonard Fournette is able to do. When he's healthy, he's very good. He's a very good player. And I think he is healthy. He hasn't played too much. Down the stretch, he could be a guy that racks up, you know, a lot of yards and maybe a touchdown today. So I snuck him in my FanDuel. It could come back and bite me in the butt, but I'm excited to see what happens with that.
Yeah, I had him in the Johnny B Show FanDuel tournament and for the last 3 days. And then about an hour ago, I took him out only because I'm worried that if Shady McCoy does get on a little roll, you know how Arians is. He likes to play the hot hand. They put him in there. He starts. He looked fantastic in the few carries he had last week. So they put Shady in there and he starts rolling all over these guys. You know, Fournette was a healthy scratch last week. He's obviously not, you know, in the best of terms when it comes to Byron Leftwich or Arians or whatever. So that made me kind of, you know, eerie. I am going to put him into one of my Sunday millions because I'm going to probably do three of those only because he's so cheap on FanDuel. So, yes.
Well, that
you could pair him with Henry for the Titans. Now you got. If Fournette has a big day, boom, you got a chance of making some cash.
Yeah, that's exactly the drive that I took. I did take Derrick Henry playing Tennessee today, and Fournette coming in with 5,500 a play. I kind of had to do it, and it was worth the risk at that point because Derrick Henry's going to light him up today too. So I did put in Fournette in, and that's a boom or bust type of play, but. I'm thinking he's gonna have an all right game. Fournette's no slouch. Wasn't he the leading rusher a few years ago, and he just couldn't take.
Yeah,
the beat.
He's only been in the league like 3 years, and he's been a 1,000-yard rusher. Last year, he had 76 catches for Jacksonville. I mean, that's a lot of damn catches for a receiver, but a lot of catches for a running back. So, I mean, maybe he comes out with a fire under his ass. You know, like I got something to prove now that you know, they sat me for a week and now Ronald Jones is out. This is my chance to shine. It's my Eminem moment to get back on track, maybe even audition for another team, which is probably most likely what he's going to be doing. We're not going to re-sign him next year, probably. So today is his like, hey, all you guys that need a running back, here's what I can do. So, I mean, all right, with that being said, I'm going to put him back in. Shit. All right.
I talked you into it. All right, good.
Talked myself into it. Yeah. Damn it. I think
Who's your start on the FanDuel where you are not sure about this and this is just a total flyer that you're not really, aside from Fournette, obviously?
Yeah, the one that I'm putting in, and not the Johnny B Show, and all right, I'll let that out of the bag, but in one of my Sunday millions, and this is a total gamble because if it works, I'll win money. Like, I won't be sharing money, but Mitch Trubisky against Minnesota. I know. Well, he had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions last week. When he came back, Minnesota's got garbage pass coverage, you know, so there's a chance old Mitchell, and plus the Bears have to win out and hope that a bunch of people lose in order to have a shot at that 7th wild card spot. So I think, you know, you could have a big day from Mitch. He's had big games in his career. Like, he's got the ability, and he's a mobile quarterback. He could run some in. So I don't know. I just figured, you know, let's throw it out there in one of my things. But he's also one of those where I'm like, I think I just threw away $7 or however much I bought in for that one. So, but yeah, you got that one. You got, there's a lot of them that are kind of up in the air. I like Jared Goff today. But he's weird. You know, he's a guy that can look like Joe Montana and then the next week look like Mike Glennon. So I don't know. Tom Brady today, though.
Yeah. You got Tom starting?
No.
No. Okay.
Hold on. Let me, full disclosure. Let me go to my, I think our league's already full now. So I'll go to, I'm, I should just read out. No, because then you can go in and switch it. I figured out how to switch my players.
I don't want to give away too many of my people. I may or may not have started Tom Brady today. Who's to say? I don't know. Yeah. And then the one that I'm not sure about, that's a total flyer. But for some reason, there's just, you ever have guys that just stick in your memory for some reason? They're not particularly productive, but you go, oh, yeah, this guy could have a big game today. Michael Pittman Jr. for Indianapolis. I don't know why. I've done it a few times this season, and it's always come back to bite me. He never does anything, but I did start Michael Pittman Jr.
Yeah, for the Colts. He's a rookie, and he's had some big games. The Colts have a few players like that. I have a Colt player that's he's the veteran of the team, besides Phillip Rivers. He's about the same age, but he is really, all of a sudden, I don't know, he went to the Fountain of Youth or something, but T.Y. Hilton is playing his ass off lately. I mean, he disappeared for a long time. And he has just like got this rejuvenated like youth to him. I have him in the Johnny B Show lineup today. So, and I'm gonna give you my super sleeper of the day at only $4,600 on FanDuel.
Ooh.
And I'm expecting him to get one touchdown today, but maybe two if something crazy happens. But our good old friend Cameron Brate. He's quietly scored some touchdowns this year. You know, nothing big, but at $4,600, I was able to really allocate those funds to some other bigger players. But yeah, if you look at his stats, he's got two touchdowns. You know, he's got 21 receptions. He's really done nothing. He's been like the definition of a utility guy when you need him. But Atlanta's defense is so bad. They're going to really hyper-focus on our big receivers and Gronkowski. So you slip Brate in there on that two tight end set, and that's a red zone. That's a red zone guy that he's money in the red zone, and Brady loves him. And I think he might be one of those guys that they unleash in the latter part of this year and maybe even the playoffs, because he's great. I mean, they're paying him $6 million as a third tight end. I mean, he's awesome. So he may also be auditioning for another spot unless he takes another pay cut to stay with the Bucks. So we'll see.
How many touchdowns does he have? I know he caught at least two,
He's got two, but he's only got 21 receptions. So two of those were touchdowns. I mean, and, you know, he's been used very sparingly in the passing game. I mean, they've even been bringing in some of those other guys. I mean, Auclair had a target last week. Like, hey, Tom, don't throw the goddamn ball to Auclair. All right. He's a Canadian. He's not supposed to be catching balls. All right. Jesus Christ.
He's a big lumberjack of a man. That guy, I like him. That's the only Canadian I think I like, to tell you the truth.
No, not true. Not true. I love a lot of Canadians. Ian Beckles.
Yeah, that's right. He's via Nigeria. So, you know, Nigeria. I don't know. Nigeria. Isn't he from Nigeria?
No. No, his
parents are released from Nigeria.
I think from the islands, like Caribbean, not Nigerian.
I don't think so. I'd have to text Ian. And
pretty sure. It. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Jim? How you doing, buddy? I got to pay attention to this chat. My bad. Also, Justin Bieber is a Canadian. Okay.
He sucks. And,
no, you suck.
No, right? I'm just kidding. He's great.
I love Justin Bieber. You know who sucks? People that hate Justin Bieber, just to hate Justin Bieber. He's a goddamn, he's a gorgeous genius with a huge hog, and people need to get off of Justin Bieber.
Did you see that video that he did not too long ago where he was like, I kind of felt bad for him. And it's got to be tough being that young and being that famous so young. You don't really have a life.
He's never had a life. Yeah.
And he's constantly under a microscope. Every jerk off thing that he did when he was 16 years old, which we were all 16, we all did some really jerk offy things. And imagine being that powerful, that rich. Like, remember the thing where he like peed in the bucket, the janitor's water bucket or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that was terrible, but
okay. But you know, I have done so many worse things as a full grown adult, like a man that's supposed to be responsible, a man with a child and, you know, like normal adult responsibilities. I've gotten drunk and peed on so many things. Like, it's insane. Like, it's crazy what I've peed on.
One of the worst things I ever did as a kid, I don't know if I ever told you this. I've told it on the podcast before, but you know, those, there used to be like little local newspapers, and I'm not sure if they're still around or not. We had like the Largo Leader, for example, and they would just throw in, and we'd always take the bags and, you know, blow air in them and pop them and stuff. And one day I thought, I'm going to make a water balloon out of this bag. Why don't I make, instead of water, make it be pee? That seems reasonable. I peed in this bag and tied it up, and there was this factory. It was like some sort of mattress factory or something. And I go, I'm just going to throw this water balloon made of pee at this wall. What's the worst that could happen? So I did that, chucked it, broke on the wall, splash. And then you just heard some man yell, "What the fuck?" And I just ran away, and that man was covered in a little boy's pee pee for the rest of the day.
What a nightmare. I know. I remember I was like, when I was a kid in my little ghetto neighborhood of in Seminole Heights, pee was a big factor in a lot of like memories. And it was the same thing. Like, we're my brother and a couple of friends, we were all walking down the street, you know, down 15th Street in the old neighborhood. And it was just a regular thing for somebody to like piss in a Coke can or a cup and just throw it at people walking down the road. And I remember like something, it was like some sort of a ninja skill, you know, like a Spidey sense, you know, some sort of fat Spidey sense. But for some reason, when the car went to drive by us, something told me to just duck, and I ducked, and this big gulp, like paper cup of piss flew right over my head and hit my friend Richard right in the side of his head. So powerful, it knocked him off his feet, and he was just drenched in some stranger's piss. And I laughed so hard. Like, I don't know if I've ever laughed that hard in my life, and I've laughed pretty damn hard. But, yeah, I mean, he cried all the way home, and he's, like, mad. He's like, "I'm coming in piss, and you're laughing." And I'm like, the more you say it, man, the worse
it is. Funnier it is. Please, oh, man. Oh my God, we did a lot of stuff with pee too, now that I think about it. We did
we should start a piss cast.
Yes, yeah. There's plenty of stories involving pee pee. We did this, you know, they have the concentrated, I believe it's fox urine or deer urine or something hunting, where your
pheromones and all that.
Yeah, you trick these animals to come into this areas with pee pee.
Yeah.
We took that, and it said to use a drop an acre, I believe, and poor Adam Burton one day left his windows down to his old Saturn vehicle.
No.
And my buddy Adam, another Adam, went ahead and just was going to put a little drop in there. And right when he was reaching his hand in to do that, Adam Burton goes, "What the hell are you doing?" And Adam goes, "Oh," and drops the whole entire bottle of concentrated fox or deer urine, whatever it was.
Oh, man.
All in the back seat. The next day I go over to his house, he's got the back seat out, he's squirting so many chemicals on it, never came out. That smell was never ever gone. But Saturn was just toast after that, had to be destroyed.
His Saturn awful. Just kept getting raped by foxes. They just kept jumping in.
Yeah, it kept coming into his thing.
Don't fucking my car.
Leave me alone.
I totally see that. That is hilarious.
Think we should acknowledge this, since we are adopted Bills fans. Go Bills. Yes, I know. Jason, I agree. Go Bills. Congratulations to the Buffalo Bills. Their first AFC East championship since 95, I believe.
Did you see the videos? I'm sure Cuomo probably had a complete stroke, the governor up there, because thousands of Bills fans greeted him when they came home late last night on the plane. It was like 15 degrees out there. And it's just like a ton of people out there in the middle of a pandemic. And my first thought, when I saw it, my first thought was like, "Ooh," but then my second thought was like, whatever, dude, you know, it's them. It's if they want to go out there and do that for their team, let them do it. I don't give a shit anymore. But I know that the hypersensitive and like Cuomo, cause New York shut down, you know, all their buttholes are like completely sucked up. But it just showed how strong that Bills fan base is, though, like for them to go to the, because it's the first time 25 years since they've won that division. Like, the quarterback wasn't alive the last time they won the division. So I love Josh Allen, man. Like, I am a huge fan.
Really good.
Love the way he plays football. He's a good kid. And I love the Bills. I mean, they've always been one of my favorite teams. You know, to me, they're like Tampa Bay North, or the Bucks are like Buffalo South. This kind of blue collar town of just diehard fans and just, you know, just been kicked in the nuts their entire life, you know? So,
well, they were great. I mean, they were great during the Jim Kelly era, but unfortunately the Dallas Cowboys were greater during that time. And the Cowboys Redskins took the crap out of them for many Super Bowls.
Well, they lost to the Giants in the first Super Bowl in Tampa. Yeah. And then I think they lost to the Cowboys twice and the Redskins, but four Super Bowls in a row and lost all of them. That's so sad. Hurts, especially that wide right, Scott Norwood. In Super Bowl 25. Oh, boy. Very, very sad. What's up, Jason? What's up, Paul? I gave Paul a follow on Twitter because I saw him like one of my tweets today, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm not following this guy? What's wrong with me? What kind of a dick face am I? You know, so...
I feel bad that you, I wish you wouldn't do that, because I feel bad because I don't follow back because I use everybody. My Twitter is so, it's for prep for the show. Yeah. I follow mostly news people, and so I can figure out stuff to do for the show. And I feel bad because I like Paul. I like, there's a lot of people that I like, but I just don't. I don't follow. I'm sorry, Paul, and I'm sorry, everybody else. It's nothing personal.
You do what you do. All right. I need you to continue whatever you do that makes you prep the way you do, and we'll just keep the consistency. I think the show's been rolling, so don't fuck that up at all. I'll handle all the schmoozing and being buddies with all of the listeners, because I love it. I love these guys, so, and girls, if you're listening. So, I don't know. I kind of learned, you know, my mentor in this radio game for years is I've always tried to model myself after the great ones like Mike Calta, you know, so I've seen how he treats his listeners over the years, and that it really, now it shows, you know, I mean, he's super successful, but he's genuine when it comes to liking the people that listen to him. And I'm the same way. And I know you are and then I find myself becoming personal friends with everybody because I like these people, David Counsel. I love this guy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I can't help it, man. All right. I'm a big sap when it comes to you guys. Come on.
So I want to, before we conclude the stream, because we are about 9 minutes out from game kickoff, what other teams aside from the Buffalo Bills do you have a soft spot for, an affinity for?
I mean, I've always kind of liked the Steelers, you know, growing up. They were, and I like the fact that they've never lost, like, any of their identity. Like, they haven't changed their uniforms. They haven't done anything silly. Another town, one of the very few towns in Pennsylvania I've actually loved when I've been there, because it also reminds me of like a Tampa or a Buffalo, you know, just, you know, good, hearty, you know, blue collar people that like to eat. So I've always kind of liked the Steelers. Besides that, like in the '80s, I liked the Giants and the 49ers only because they were super entertaining to watch. And, you know, I had somebody to root for in the postseason since the Bucks weren't there, you know, so I don't know. And I kind of like the Dolphins, you know, they're a Florida team and they're scrappy now. I think they're going to end up being kind of like New England South. You know, they have the old defensive coordinator and they're playing with a crappy roster. They're 8-5. I mean, it's pretty damn impressive. So I don't hate the Dolphins. I you know, I'm entertained by them. I root for them, but they're in Buffalo's division and that's my second team. So they can kick rocks. Yeah.
Mine is mostly because I'm half gay, is what their uniforms look like. So there's teams like, I like the Raiders uniforms. I like the Saints uniforms. Yeah. I like the Cleveland Browns uniforms, even though they're hideous. They're just, that is a working class, you know, type of just, well, just wear an orange helmet, brown shirt, and get out there. I like that and respect that attitude a lot.
Now, I will say this about Cleveland. I didn't want to root for him because I didn't like Baker Mayfield up until recently. Mm-hmm. And Baker Mayfield has won me over with quoting TV shows and movies all season long. It's been like an inside joke. And you could look up, there's probably a montage on YouTube, but it's like an inside joke with the other QBs in the QB room. And he's been slipping in these quotes during press conferences and making them work. It's not like he's just saying them nonsensically. Like, it's fitting into the conversation. Like, he quoted The Office a couple of weeks ago and I was like, all right, I love this guy now. Like, this is hilarious. He said, they were like, well, your interceptions have gone down and your touchdowns have went up. Like, what's the reason for that? And he goes, well, before I make a decision, I ask myself, would an idiot do this? And if the answer is yes, then I don't do that. And I was like, son of a bitch, that's The Office. And it was like, I looked it up and I'm like, this. And then I kind of did a little deep dive and sure enough, they started picking up on it after like the fourth or fifth week. They're like, this son of a bitch is, he's quoting movies and TV shows. So it's pretty, I like him, you know, I can't help it.
He's been playing really well too the past few weeks. I started him in my FanDuel. I was happy I did. Got me second place.
Yeah,
If stupid, they didn't go into overtime, I would have gotten first place in that FanDuel last week. But oh well, it happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to wrap this up because I got 4 minutes to get at least two more Sunday millions in so I can become a millionaire and quit my day job.
I'd like to remind everyone that we'll be hosting the Mike Calta show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week. So there'll be live radio there. The replays are all in. For the Johnny B show at night. We will be live on the Johnny B show Wednesday night. We'll be pulling double duty that day. And I hope I don't get the board op fired for some of these best of clips that I put in, because a lot of them are from 2013 and you could get away with a lot more back then. So I hope
Midnight Meltdown. Pray. Oh
boy. Yes, that's what it was. So that should be interesting. So thank you all. Anything else before we go?
No, man. Hey, Gina, what's up? It's Alex and Gina. Keep up with us on social media. And if we don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas from Will and I. We do appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. And this has been a doo-doo of a year. But hopefully big things coming up for 2021 for you and for us. And, look. January 1st, things aren't just going to flip over and all of a sudden everything's going to be okay. But I think we're on track. I think we're good.
New vaccines coming in. Now we got a competitor. I think we're on the tail end of this thing now. So I'm happy about that. I want to remind everybody that the last HMB radio podcast of 2020 was released. I'm taking some time off from that. And if you like the girl that was with us, she's always on the show. She's kind of become my co-host on that. So there's a little bit of Stay Woke still left in some incarnation on that. So I'd encourage you to please go subscribe to that podcast feed, HMB Radio, hmbradio.com. It's fun. And I think if you like that show, you'll definitely enjoy this podcast. So, yeah. And you got Johnny Eats Everything. And
I haven't dropped one of those in a while, but FTS, I'm still putting those out once in a while. FTS is my podcast. It's basically just FTS stands for fuck that shit or fuck this shit. So
nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Go Bucks. I'm going to say final score prediction. I'm going to say Bucks win 31-24 today.
That's pretty good. They definitely break it's going to be 38-31. So there you go. Even though I said to win by nine. So, okay. 38-28. Boom. Done. That's the score. All right. Have a great day, B-holes. We will be on early tomorrow morning for the Mike Calta Show. Hopefully you tune in. Have a good one.
Bye.